Machines in our bodies have highly detailed structures intended to serve specific purposes. We now turn to the compartment where the grinding process takes place, the stomach. Food enters the stomach through a gap known as the cardia. Contractor muscles in this space that joins the esophagus to the stomach work like a valve and prevent half-digested food returning to the esophagus. Nutrients subsequently move on to the upper part of the stomach, which is shaped like a dome, and then move on to the widest part of the stomach after having mixed with gastric fluid. This wide section makes a sharp turn, thus forming the horizontal part of the stomach. The stomach narrows again in this section, which is shorter than the vertical upper section, and opens onto the duodenum through a passage known as the pylorum. This muscle passage at the lower extremity of the stomach also acts like a valve, regulating the movement of semi-digested food from the stomach to the duodenum. It is the rhythmical undulation of the powerful stomach muscles, located in three layers, that enables food to move from the stomach to the mouth and to the pylorum. This undulating movement also churns the food over, kneading and pressing it, and thus enabling it to be ground into small pieces and eventually to be converted into a semi-liquid mixture known as chymus. The digestive process in the stomach is different to that in the mouth. Powerful acids go into action in the stomach. As soon as the food descends to the stomach from the esophagus, cells on the stomach surface begin secreting a fluid known as gastric acid. At the same time, chemical milling fluids by the name of pepsin and hydrochloric acid are also released. These acids in our machine are strong enough even to digest a razor blade. They are essential for substances that are hard to digest, such as protein. However, there is a very important detail here. The stomach itself is made up of protein. So how is it that an acid capable of digesting a razor blade does not damage the stomach? This is another example of the matchless creation in the human body. The stomach does not digest itself because of the depths of its corrugated walls. There are cells with different properties in the deep folds of the stomach walls. These operate in great harmony, some secreting acids, the other giving off a sticky fluid. This fluid, known as mucus, coats the surface of the stomach and protects the stomach wall against the acids like a shield and prevents enzymes damaging the stomach. In addition to destructive enzymes, mucus also prevents infectious viruses and other microorganisms from entering the stomach, as well as acting as a lubricant that make it easier for food to move along inside the channel. How do these processes take place? And how does this protective environment in the stomach come about? Could the cells in the stomach have spontaneously decided to produce these protective substances and in some way have discovered their chemical formula? That is, of course, impossible. Then again, let us just consider what the cells would need in order to do such a thing. In order to produce the substance required for digestion, various cells would first have to be aware that food needed to be digested. Those same cells would have to know that a substance such as acid was required for digestion to take place. Later on, the cells would have to discover the most appropriate acid formula and engage in production in the light of that. In order to produce a protective substance, various cells would first have to determine that this acid could damage the stomach itself, and then examine specimens of that acid in a laboratory and develop the formula that would neutralize the effect of the acid. That acid is so powerful that even one single drop can burn a giant hole in a carpet. For that reason, we must not forget that any error in the formula would result in the stomach being dissolved by its own acids. The valve at the entry to the stomach prevents the acid from escaping and from harming the esophagus. Were it not for that valve, or if it did not work properly, acid will leak into the esophagus and tear it apart. Indeed, in diseases such as gastritis and ulcers, the mucus layer does weaken and serious damage can be inflicted on the lining of the stomach. Naturally, the formation of the substances that so balance one another in the stomach is far more complex than the summary provided here. Even the regulation of these substances' chemical formulas is a major phenomenon all by itself. There is, of course, no possibility of a cell establishing chemical formula, bringing them together, and thus producing a chemical substance. It would be completely irrational to maintain that a cell consisting of unconscious atoms possessed such intelligence and abilities. Furthermore, even if we did exceed the bounds of reason and logic by assuming that the acid in the human stomach did emerge in such a way, there can still be no question of waiting for the substance that will balance it to emerge over the course of time. This is because acids, strong enough to melt a razor blade, would quickly destroy the stomach. It would be impossible for acids to remain unchecked in the stomach for even 2 to 3 days, let alone millions of years. Bearing all this in mind, we are confronted by one inescapable fact. The coexistence of the acid and the mucus that protects the stomach against it is just one of the countless examples of the order and perfection in Allah's creation. Allah has created the human body as an integral whole with a flawless structure.